Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is hit by the pitch. Webster moves to second. Joe Nosek pinch runs for Rick Munday. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Roof and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster juggles the ball. That's an error on Webster. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson fires to first and picks off McCraw. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is hit by the pitch. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Nasek reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson bunts towards the mound. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Webster moves to third. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nasek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater is walked intentionally. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webster tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to third. Cater moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. AG hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. McCraw reaches second base with a double. AG goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dobson moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-3 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dobson scores. There goes Campaneris trying to get to home. AG throws the ball into Martin, who tags Campaneris, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Webster moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Don McMahon now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nasek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webster scores. Hershberger moves to third. Nasek moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cater is walked intentionally. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Don McMahon. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dobson strikes out. two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hershberger for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing right field. Roger Repose now playing left field. Danny Cater now playing first base. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Repose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.